This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Steve Inskeep is in Boston visiting member station WBUR. And here in Washington, D.C., the foreign policy establishment is looking anxiously east of Iraq today, over Iran, past Afghanistan, to Pakistan. Over the weekend, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf declared a state of emergency, suspended the Constitution, and appointed new members of the Supreme Court. Here, he's heard citing Abraham Lincoln's Civil War presidency as a model.
He broke laws. He violated the Constitution. He usurped arbitrary power. He trampled individual liberties. His justification was necessity.
That's Pervez Musharraf. His move has prompted protests mainly by Pakistan's legal establishment. It also poses enormous challenges to the Bush administration. The administration has supported Musharraf as a crucial ally in the war against terrorism. Joining us, as she does on Mondays for analysis, is NPR's Koki Roberts. Good morning, Koki.
Good morning, Renee.
The political turmoil in Pakistan comes as more and more public opinion polls show Americans are unhappy with the direction of this country. Is the Pakistan situation likely to add to that concern?
Well, it's another country that is at unrest, and there's some sense here that the war on terrorism, the United States continues to support the government in Pakistan because it's an ally in the war on terror, at least in theory, and that is taking its toll on democracy. I mean, hearing Pervez Musharraf quote Abraham Lincoln or invoke Abraham Lincoln is a little much. But I think it's likely to be just another area of upset to American voters. And what you're seeing in the latest polls, but in all the polls, is about three-quarters of the country saying that we're off on the wrong track. Now, that's mainly about the war in Iraq and to some degree Afghanistan, but it's also unease about the economy, about health care, about a whole variety of issues, and it spells bad news for incumbents of all stripes.
And in all of these polls, Senator Hillary Clinton does remain the clear front runner among the Democrats, but she's certainly been taking it on the chin since the Democrats' debate last week.
Indeed. The Democratic candidates all did pile on her in that debate, and her campaign put up something on their website called Piling On, or Politics of Piling On. And then everybody said, oh, she's playing the gender card. She went to Wellesley College and said, oh, this all-women's college prepared me for the all-boy game of presidential politics, which is essentially a statement of truth. But she's being accused of having it both ways, but of course all the candidates have it both ways. They have the advantages and disadvantages of whatever it is they have, whether it's being mayor of New York. That's an advantage and a disadvantage for Rudy Giuliani. She is clearly doing well with women. In the latest ABC poll, in a head-to-head matchup with Giuliani, who's the Republican frontrunner, she gets 56% of the women and wins the poll. He gets 51% of the men and loses. So is she using the gender card? Sure she is, but she's going to get the disadvantages of being a woman as well.
And Koki, just very quickly, with all this talk about the presidential election next year, there's a real election tomorrow that could affect the makeup of Congress.
Well, that's right. There are the state legislature elections in Virginia, New Jersey, Louisiana, and there are state house, one house in each place that could be up for grabs. The 2010 census will be drawn, the districts from that census will be drawn by legislatures that get elected tomorrow, and that could have a tremendous impact on how they come out for members of Congress.
Koki, thanks very much. NPR senior news analyst Koki Roberts.